It's October 26, 2012 in Vrindavan, India, and we're on Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 13, Part 1.
So we're just going to look back, the first thing that we're going to do, so we'll look back at Chapter 12. In Chapter 12, there's an item. Serving the Lord according to one's position. So someone asked me a really good question, what about empowerment? Because we were talking about if you have a lot, you should be using that for Krishna. And if you don't have a lot, you shouldn't try to do something so grandiose that you're going to go into debt and you're not have time to chain your rounds and so forth. But the question of empowerment is a good one. So I'd like us to, on this first part, take maybe a half an hour for this. Is I'd like everyone, get out some piece of paper. Everybody has paper and a pen? Okay. And I'd like you now to pretend that there you have no limitations. You have no limitations of money, you have no limitations of talent, you have no limitations of any kind. Nothing. And I'd like you to write an offering to Srila Prabhupada, which we'll actually offer to Srila. We won't read them, but we'll give them to Srila Prabhupada. It's not for share. If you want to share, that's fine, but this is not for sharing, just between you and Srila Prabhupada. Of what you would like to do in Krishna consciousness, what you'd like to do personally, what you would like to offer to the mission. I generally suggest that people write something they want to offer for the mission, not just for themselves, not just, you know, I want to fall in love with Krishna and be singing, you know, Jai Nityagaur on the bank of the Ganga like a madman. But you could write that too if you wanted. But mostly I do this as an exercise of what we'd like to offer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Srila Prabhupada, to our spiritual master, to all devotees. And I've done this exercise with many, many devotees over the years. And I got some really incredible feedback when I did this in New Zealand, that the devotees felt it was something very enlightening for the person. So I'll take about half an hour to do this. And just no limit. Because normally when we think of what service we want to do, we think, oh, I'm so fallen, I can't do that. Or I don't have enough money, I can't do that. Or I don't have the talent, I can't do that, or something like that. Yes?
When you say that we can have, like, no limits, so it means I can also be in a male body?
Let's say in this life. So I'm going to put that limit on it. You can't have a demigod body or a bird body. Oh, that's interesting. If you want, I mean, when this also relates to, I don't know if you were here, but this also relates to the idea of service and meditation that we read, right? And we did that little, were you here when we did that exercise? I don't think so. So this also relates to the fact that even if what we write never happens on the gross platform, just writing it and offering it is also accepted. Like this Brahmin who offered the sweet rice and offered the... So the fact that we write it and that we offer it is also accepted. So you could do that. I would suggest you don't do that as the whole thing. But you could include that. And so I found that's the one thing, that even if we never accomplish this on the gross platform, it's as good. There's no difference between what we offer on the subtle platform and what we offer on the gross platform. The other thing that I've seen is that sometimes it happens. So sometimes you write something impossible and amazing and outrageous, and it's actually what happens. That Krishna sees it and he says, oh, I'd like to facilitate that. So that was entering into the question about empowerment. The point I was making is that you don't actually start in the gross world to do something. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, don't do something if you're about to die. Don't start like a big, big, big project if you're about to die one day. Or if you know you don't have the money or the facility to do it. In other words, that means you don't go and sign a contract. Although I have a friend. I have a friend who has done that. And I would not recommend it, but I have a friend who's done that. Many times. But she was telling me one story about how she arranged for some printing to be done for some preaching, and she signed the contract even though she didn't have the money. It was for a lot of money. And her spiritual master wrote her a letter and chastised her, you know, how can you do this? How can you obligate us to spend this money when the money's not there? And she just wrote back, she said, Guru Maharaj, don't worry. And a few days later, she said she was in the temple room, and somebody just comes and says, oh, I would like to give you some a donation. And they gave her a donation exactly. It was a huge amount of money, like well over a lakh of rupees. You know, I'd like to give you a donation. And she wrote back to her spiritual master, I just got the donation for the work. And he wrote back and said, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to give you any more instructions. But generally speaking, I mean, Srila Prabhupada did, for example, sign a contract to rent 26 Second Avenue when he only had the first month's rent. But definitely, what I feel especially is we don't want to obligate other people. You know, I don't want to take a whole lot of other people and get them to give their time and their life and their money for something that I don't have in place. So I understand that also serving the Lord according to your position. You know, I told this friend of mine, I said, well, why would we do that? I tell Krishna, if you want me to do this, you've got to give me the facility. And my friend said, I don't play those kinds of games with Krishna. I said, no, you play another kind of game with Krishna. So, and maybe if you find that. But generally, we can say we should give Krishna according to what we have and not overextend ourselves. But at the same time, we can dream big and we can take first steps. We can certainly offer Krishna something on the mental platform that we may never be able to offer on the physical platform. Like us to go for half an hour until like 11:45, 11:50. And please really write from the heart, and when you're finished, you can come and take the paper and offer it to Shri.